Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hello, hello. No, I already don't like that. Hey, everybody. What's up? And welcome to this week's episode of Chris vs. the People. I'm your host, Chris Clemens. I am on the literal edge of my seat, not only because this chair is just way too big for this table, but because for this episode, we're diving into all of y'all's crazy, wild family lore. And this, I mean, quite literally might be my favorite subject in school because, I mean, ears perked, nose absolutely in the business. I love family drama. I mean, it really, I mean, I don't want to say it like that because, like, I don't take happiness in people's misfortune, but, like, dysfunctionality, ooh, I fucking love it. I do want to say a huge shout out and thank you to you guys and everybody who either watched or listened and or left comments on my last episode with Kelly. I am just eternally grateful for her and also you guys making this a possibility. And by this, I mean like just anything in my life at this point. Like little me would have shit. I didn't read at all growing up. I hated reading. But like Kelly Catrone came out with If You Need to Cry, Go Outside. And I read that book front to back. And I just was, I talked about it in the episode, but I was just, I mean, infatuated with her and her, the way she just exists. I just, it was so game changing to me. And I'm just overall very proud of that episode. And it is probably one of my favorite episodes I'll ever make in my life. It was so real and it felt a little rock and roll. And Kelly and I actually ended up recording for 2.5 hours. And I want to say a huge shout out to our editor, Justin, who does just the best job. I couldn't feel luckier. This feels like it's like my last episode and I'm like saying goodbye and my thank yous. But I just last episode really, it didn't do as well as the other episodes. And that kind of came at a great time because it was an experiment to realize that the process and the end product, if you like it, is way fucking better than views or likes or engagement. I feel very happy with how the episode went. And to be able to work with someone like Justin is just, it makes doing the show the fun that it is. I mean, besides y'all. But anyways, that was me getting a little sappy. We have some crazy family lore to get into. And then on the Chris vs. the People after show on Patreon, we have a caller who is going to be telling us all about her messy cousin. And it involves court, restraining orders, and the cartel. So if that doesn't make you want to join the Chris vs. the People after show, I don't know what will. You can join the Patreon family at patreon.com/ChrisClemens. The link is down below. Also, if this is your first time tuning in, hey, welcome. Be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, definitely be sure to subscribe and check out our YouTube channel. All you got to do is just search Chris vs. the People in the search bar. It's really, I mean, just pretty straightforward. Lastly, before we get to our first call, I want to remind y'all to get tickets because Chris vs. the People is going on the road in the fall. We're going to Pittsburgh, Philly, Boston, Indianapolis, Chicago, St. Louis, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Raleigh, and I think I got all of them. Some dates are still possibly being added or to be announced. So stay tuned for that. But there's general admission and meet and greet tickets available. Be sure to come through. These shows are truly some of my favorite things ever. And okay, I feel like some episodes I have the quickest little intro and then some episodes I'm in my feelings and I want to say thank you. No, I've talked too much and I need to stop because we have our very first call. Hi, Cozy. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. What family lore are you going to be sharing with us today?
Yeah, so I am telling you about how my uncle married my dad's stalker.
Your uncle married your dad's stalker? We must have just moved because there is a lot to unpack. My first question, is this your uncle not on your dad's side?
No, this is my uncle on my dad's side, his brother.
It's his brother?
Yes.
Oh my God. We are just off to the races with such a messy start. Okay. Take it away. I mean, I don't know where to begin with this.
Okay. So I'm going to call my uncle Mark and the stalker Joanne.
Joanne. Okay. So the stalker was a woman.
Yes.
Okay.
So basically, my parents got divorced when I was about 10 years old, and my dad moved to a really super small town where him and my mom lived for a couple years before I was ever born.
Okay.
But my sister was born. I have an older sister and she was born. And there was a lady that lived there, or I guess she was a young girl at the time. And she babysat my sister while they lived there. And my dad moved back to that same area when he got divorced. And this woman that used to babysit my sister started stalking him. And she would just like show up. He'd come home and she'd be in his house.
Whoa.
Show up at his door.
Okay, no. You just like ran a red light. Let's pump the fucking brakes. What do you mean she was inside his house? So did he tell her that he moved back and that's how she knew, or like she caught wind of it and then went off the deep end?
So this, when I say a tiny town, I mean less than 1,000 people.
Got it. So people literally saw him come into town. There was a parade.
Yes, and her parents were his landlords, so she stole their keys.
Oh! Oh my God. I mean, I just took a sip and almost choked. Gag!
Yeah, so everyone knows everyone. Pretty much everyone in that town was related except for my dad.
Wait. What? So is everybody in that town inbred, respectfully?
Probably, honestly.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that tracks. Okay, so when did he first notice that she was stalking him? When she appeared in his house?
Yeah, pretty instantly. Like, well, first before she started just letting herself in, like she'd just show up at his door and stuff. And she had an alcoholic husband. And if he was like ignoring her, she would send her husband that was like drunk off his ass over to piss on my dad's porch.
Well, that's like not even like the flex she thinks it is, because she's essentially pissing on her parents' porch.
Yeah, but was my dad's responsibility to like clean it up? So
I mean, what, and you might not have the answer for this, but like what caused her to stalk him? Did they like have a fling back when she would babysit?
Not that I'm aware of. And my dad never wanted anything to do with her. And he made that clear from the jump. Like, it wasn't anything that was reciprocated. And then she just, like, hung on to it. He set it down from the beginning. And she was not having it.
Okay, so how else would she stalk him?
Yeah, so eventually, because, like, every time I would go over to my dad's, she would come over and like pawn her three children off on me so she could just like hang all over my dad.
She's like, I babysat y'all. You're going to babysit my kids now.
Yes, exactly. So my dad eventually got over it and he packed up and moved and blocked her on everything.
Whoa.
And she just kept making fake accounts and reaching out to him with all different fake accounts. And when he was not reciprocating, she started going through his my family members to try to get in contact with him, which is how she got in contact with my uncle.
Oh my God. I mean, like, this might be jumping ahead of the story, but like, listen, I've never said I was someone great to watch movies with. Did she marry him to stay close to your dad?
I don't have a definite answer for that, but I'm going to say yes.
Oh my God. This is
That's very much how it seems.
This is messy. Okay. So she is reaching out to all kinds of family members in your family. And how did your dad talk to your family about this?
Yes. They all were very aware of what was going on.
Okay. So how did the brother's love story come to be then?
Basically, when no one would reciprocate to get her in contact with my dad, she just started talking to my, he was the only one giving her attention because he's always been kind of a weird, like lonely guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's like a male loneliness epidemic. So, I mean, I'm sure he's taking it where he can.
sorry, man.
I'm not. I mean, it's y'all's fault.
Yeah, but anyways, he kind of just like fell right into her trap. And as soon as that happened, my dad cut him off. And so there was absolutely zero contact.
And when was this, by the way? How many years ago?
Everything that's happening right now was like 2022, so like 4-ish years ago.
Oh, okay. So like pretty current.
Yeah. Well, it's like over now.
Is she dead?
No, she's not, but no one talks to my uncle anymore.
Oh, okay. Got it. Well, that backfired severely on her.
Yeah. So they started like dating and no one could change his mind about it. So my dad also has a sister and she was trying to talk him out of it. My dad cut him off completely. And then everything was like fine. My dad was just like over it. Okay, I guess I just won't have a relationship with my brother. But then in the middle of all of this going down, my aunt, which is both of their sister, she got murdered. So all the family had to get back together. And my dad and his brother, my uncle, had to be around each other constantly all the time in this terrible situation.
Wait. Huh? Your aunt got murdered?
Yeah.
I swear to God, this is like the craziest fucking Mad Lib. I have not one clue what is coming next.
Okay.
The stalker didn't kill your aunt, did she?
No, she did not.
Okay.
She did not.
Okay. I'm like really on the defense with this stalker. I mean, this is fully a woman in male-dominated fields. Fuck.
No, for real. She's crazy. It just all happened to happen, go down like that, right at the same time as everything else was going down.
Jesus.
So it caused a lot more tension. And my dad and his brother, Mark, I think we're calling him, they had to be around each other constantly going through that, which Joanne took as the perfect opportunity to try to weasel her way back in to our family.
Like, I'm not usually one to advocate reading, but like, bitch, read the room.
No, for real. And so eventually, after everything kind of settled down, everyone went back to their respective hometowns and everything. She was mad, so she just took to bullying my grandma. And she told my grandma that she screamed at her and told her how much all of her kids suck and said, no wonder one of them got killed.
Oh, I mean, drop her fucking address because she won't even know what stalking is until now. I mean, who the fuck in their actual right mind or wrong mind says that? To an old lady, too?
Yeah, that just, and my aunt was in her young 30s. So, like, an older lady who just lost her young child to violence.
Oh my God. Honestly, like, say Joanne's real name. First, last, give us our phone number. I mean, let's put this bitch on blast.
Chris, I swear I will, but her name, I swear to God, no one else has her name, even if I just said her first name.
We'll bleep it or not put it in. What is it?
Okay. Her name is.
Oh, yep. Nope. No, people don't really have that name.
I know.
No, you got us there, gal.
So after the funeral and everything was when they ended up getting married. So my uncle's still fully hooked, skinned, and gutted on this bitch, okay?
Wait, So does your uncle know that his soon-to-be wife told his mom that thank God one of her kids got murdered?
Well, yes, he does.
He knows that?
Yes.
The pussy can't be that good. I mean, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, so
would you say your Uncle Mark has generally a low IQ?
Honestly, no. I wouldn't say that. I would say he got himself in a really bad spot.
I don't know. This sounds like a litmus test that he is failing miserably at.
I mean, bad spot as in, like, it's been going downhill for several years now, but, like,
Are they still married?
No, so they did not last very long at all. They got a divorce.
Hell yeah, girl. I love a happy ending.
She started doing the same thing to him, though, reaching out on fake accounts, and she started having her literal children message him and his family members.
Oh, I mean, getting the kids involved is, I mean, just foul behavior, but it doesn't seem like this person knows good behavior at all. But honestly, that's what Uncle Mark fucking gets.
Yeah.
Like, you rolled around in the mud, you gotta expect to get dirty.
Yes, so absolutely no one talks to him anymore.
Whoa, even... So he's divorced and, like, cut off.
Yep.
Wow. Not a good year to be Uncle Mark.
No, my grandma will still, like, check in on him occasionally because he does have one son, and that she still sees her grandson, of course. But aww. For the most part, yeah, no one talks to him at all.
Whoa, that is fucking crazy family lore. Like,
I'm so glad I could satisfy, because I was worried it wouldn't be good enough for you.
Girl, what the fuck are you talking about? I mean, there's like brothers fighting with each other, murder, a stalker. I mean, if this happened to me, I would never shut up about it.
Yeah, honestly, like, I kind of had to dig this one up for family lore. There's been so much other crazy stuff that's happened in my life.
No, I really am going to take your word for that. I believe you.
Thank you.
You know, I believe you. Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing this on Chris vs. the People.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. And Chris, happy Pride Month.
Oh, okay. You can just call me a faggot and let's keep it moving.
No, me and my friends were just talking about this. I'm a gold star lesbian, so don't even.
Oh my God, period. Happy Pride, Diva.
Thank you, Chris.
I hope you have a good rest of your day and a good rest of your Pride.
Thanks, you as well.
Bye.
Bye.
Guys, oh my God. I feel like after every phone call, I must go, oh my God. But oh my God. Like, she was like, yeah, I didn't know if that would be a good enough story. Diva, what? And, like, also the fact that, like, Joanne's first instance of stalking was just being in his home. Yeah, that's going to be a hard pass for me. Like, the babysitter from 20 years ago? Like, huh? Anyways, that shit's crazy. But I feel like this episode's only going to get wilder. We have our next caller. Hey, Mackenzie, what is some crazy family lore that you're sharing with us today?
Okay, I definitely have a lot. But the one I like to share with you today is the time that I caught my dad sleeping with my grandma.
No.
Yeah.
What is happening today? This episode really just, like, it was already at 100, we just went to like 1,000. So your dad was sleeping with your grandma. Is that, I'm hoping it's not his mom.
It's not. No, it's my maternal grandma. Thank God.
Okay.
But really wouldn't be shocked otherwise.
No, I would be pretty shocked still. Oh, I mean, it's bad. So guys, I'm fucking speechless at today's episode. This is like literally like the fucking masterclass of dysfunction. So how did you catch your dad hooking up with your mom's mom?
Okay, well, thankfully it was never like caught in the act, because I feel like that would do a lot more damage than therapy could repair.
No, I think if that would happen, I wouldn't be talking to you on the phone today.
Definitely not. My grandma raised me. My grandparents raised me. And to just say a little bit about my grandma, she is...
The grandma that you're talking about and living with is the one who was getting penetrated by your father?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, just needed to make sure.
She's a good Christian lady, Bible thumper, like...
Of course she is! They are the fucking freakiest ones!
Shadiest, yeah. So growing up, she was married to my grandpa, she still is. But like every couple months we would like move in with like the man that she'd be cheating on my grandpa with. Bless his heart.
Wait. First of all, your grandpa is still with her?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's insane. Second of all, what do you mean you lived with whoever grandma was cheating on grandpa with? How often was this?
Like every couple months, I would say. Like, I live in Canada, but sometimes like we'd be moving to the States for a couple months.
What did grandpa think you guys were moving for?
I actually couldn't tell you. I think that he just like turned a blind eye, but I really am like not certain about that.
Oh my God. Your grandma is fucking cheating like once a quarter. This is crazy.
Literally.
Okay.
Like, one of the men was like wearing an eye patch. It, like, she just had like crazy craziness with her.
Right.
But yeah, so my dad would always come around to like do drop offs with me because like he would take me for the weekend and then drop me back off because I lived with her. And like looking back, like when they used to lock in her room together, like I get what's happening now. But like when I was a kid, I didn't get it. Like they would watch movies for like hours and like lock themselves in her room.
I'm just genuinely gonna throw up. Like, I'm gonna keep it 100% real. These aren't even my grandparents. Well, thank God, because literally two of them are dead, and that would add a twist to the story that I wouldn't be able to handle. What are you fucking talking about? You saw your dad and your mom's mom go into a bedroom and lock the door for hours?
Truly, yeah.
How old were you when you're witnessing this?
Like, 4 to... probably like 12, like a good amount of time. And then my phone had broken. I went to a house party, broke it, classic high school nonsense. So I was using my grandma's old cell phone as an alarm clock. And like, I was just like going through her phone, like not to find anything, but like, I don't know, like just to be like a nosy bitch, I guess.
You didn't find your dad's pole, correct?
No.
Okay. Sorry. I mean, like, listen, I have to ask because I've really fucking heard it all and I just need to brace for impact.
No, that would be truly awful. Not that bad.
Okay.
So I was going through this phone and I found like a chain of sexts between them.
How old is your grandma at this time?
So my parents had me really young. So she would have been like late 40s.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I think the image I've been having is like maybe like 79 to 85, tits down to her knees, like that kind of vibe. Okay, so this is like a full-on adult just like having sex with her son-in-law. Okay. Duh, one of those.
Classic, why wouldn't you? Yeah, really graphic texts. Don't know how graphic I can give them a podcast, so I'll spare you.
Give us a sample.
Okay, so at one job I had, they used to call me Tootsie Roll because I told the story to my boss, but my dad texted my grandma that he wanted to suck her nipples like Tootsie Rolls.
And that is the last sample I am going to ask for today. This was a quick Costco trip. Wow. Oh my God,
I didn't say anything to anyone for a really long time because, like, how do you address that? That's fucked. Don't want to talk about that or relive it.
That's fucked.gov. Yeah. I mean, like, that is just fucked on a whole other level. How long did you sit with the information of knowing this before bringing it up to someone?
Like, years.
Oh my God. So you are the only one who knows?
Yes. Yeah.
And may I ask where your mom is in all of this?
I didn't really have a relationship with my mom until my dad went to jail, which was like a year or two after this.
Your dad going to jail, just that, like, that storyline really checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
My grandma also went to jail, but separately. So
I bet that they were fucking crazy little jailbirds, but that's for a different episode of Chris vs. the People.
Right.
Okay. So you're sitting with this information for years?
Yeah, like I'd say like maybe a year to 2 years, like nothing too crazy.
Okay, but that's still a long time to be knowing that your dad is fucking your grandma.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it like probably still carried on. But yeah, then I moved in with my dad and he caught me smoking weed and then started yelling at me. So I got really mad at him and said, well, you fucked my grandma. Like you kind of can't give me shit right now.
Bitch, you just won the You Ate Down Boots Award. I mean, fuck!
Thank you.
Can you imagine? Oh my God, like, I was gonna say I wanna have a kid so that this can happen, but like, no, I'm simply enough, yeah, hearing it from you. You Ate Down.
I really saved the card for a good moment.
To have your dad pulling a fast one on you to then rip the floor out from under him. Bitch, you fucking devoured. What was the look on his face? Pretend I am a stenographer at a crime scene because you slaughtered. What did his face look like?
You know what? Disappointing. He didn't care. He was so unfazed. He's like, yeah, I did.
What?
Yeah, he didn't really give a shit.
Okay, well, that was certainly not what I wanted to hear. Okay, so...
Not what I wanted either. Like, I thought that I was really getting away with something after that, but
I mean, like, okay, you still won the You Ate Down Boots Award. Like, don't worry.
Okay, thank you.
I see you.
Thank you, thank you. And then I brought it up to my grandma, and then she's like, yeah, that totally never happened. Like, you're insane.
You're like, no, your lover just admitted.
Right. And that's, like, the end of it. Like, I ended up, like, when I got closer with my mom, eventually, like, I told her, and she was all, like, really upset. My dad was, like, seriously dating my stepmom at the time, like, my sibling's mom. So I told her, too, and obviously she was really upset. So it really fucked a lot of people up, but...
You said, bitch, if you're not going to react at me eating the boots down, well, then I'm going to ruin your life.
Right? I don't know if they're still... at it. I don't talk to my dad anymore. And my grandma, like, sent $300,000 to someone pretending to be Johnny Depp online, so kind of strained their relationship a little bit. But
oh my god, wait, hold on, what's your grandma's number? I'd love to call her. I think John Travolta wants to have a word with her. Hey, Barry.
You know what, you could probably get a couple.
Oh my god, I honestly want to call her and be like, hi, so and so said that you were sexually active, he just tested positive for gonorrhea, and so we're telling all recent partners.
Stop.
Like, wouldn't that be a fun little segment on Chris versus the People?
No, I'm down for that. If you need an assistant for that, I got you.
Really makes you think.
Hilarious. No, I love that.
Oh my god, wow. Thank you for sharing this. I mean, this is crazy. We're getting fed today with family lore.
I love that.
I'm genuinely kind of gagged by just this whole episode so far.
I'm so excited to hear it all. And may I say that I've been a fan for like a decade, and me and my fiance, my straight fiance and our 2-year-old, love watching your videos.
Oh my, you had sex before marriage? How dare you?
Yeah, I know, right? Shame on me. No one's father though, so.
No, good for you, girl. Get down and dirty. Oh my god, thank you so much. That means a lot, and it also low-key horrifies me that you've been watching me for a decade. Wow, I've been doing this a long fucking time.
And if you do a Canada stop on your tour, I will buy every seat.
Oh my god, well, don't, because then I don't really want to give like a whole show to one person. No disrespect. You know what? If you buy out the whole thing, yeah, you deserve a whole show. I'm trying to really get Toronto on there, or... I forget, Vancouver or Montreal, but I think Montreal. No promises, but I'm working on it, girl. Fair. Trust and believe. I know Canada.
If not, I'm coming to Chicago.
Oh my god. Well, then if I don't see you in Canada, I'll see you in Chicago.
Yeah, 100%.
All righty. I'll talk to you soon, and I'll see you in the fall.
All right. See you. Thanks so much, Chris.
Bye. Y'all. I said y'all because it was going to be, oh my god. Like, what the fuck is happening? I mean, I guess if we're going to do like a lesson in gratitude, thank God it wasn't his own mom. But like, the bar can't be that low. Actually, yes, it can. God, this is, I'm just, it's not often that I am like really phased by these episodes at this point. I mean, devouring a bucket of popcorn right now. This is nuts. And the gag is we have our next caller. Hey, Lily. Welcome to Chris versus the People. What family lore are you sharing with us today?
I am here to talk about my aunt, who after she got her life insurance payout, she got a BBL.
I've heard a lot of things on this podcast. I don't ever think I've heard such a sentence, and what a first time it is. Woo! So, like, when was this?
Okay, so this was, like, within the last year this has all happened.
Oh my god, so the BBL is fresh.
It's fresh, yeah.
Oh my god, attention shoppers! We have a fresh BBL.
Yeah, I saw her sitting on it at Thanksgiving.
I bet you fucking did, and I think everybody else did too. So
yeah.
Whose life insurance money is it? Was it a scam? Did she scam people?
No.
Darn it, because that would have been a great title. I scammed someone for a BBL. Immediate click.
I mean, I wish she did, honestly. It would be better.
Oh, shit. Okay, oopsies. Yeah, I guess I'm talking about someone's life insurance, which means they've died. Who died?
So she was married to her husband, and they have two kids together who are, like, children. And she, right after she had her second baby, she divorced him out of nowhere. So then they were split apart. And he had passed away almost directly after getting divorced.
May I ask how he passed?
He did kill himself.
Really. Oh, okay. Yep. I don't know why I didn't just immediately think of that one. I don't know why I had to do a Teresa Caputo impression and ask more questions.
It's okay. Yeah. He had lots of problems, but it.
Don't we all?
It's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So they get divorced and he passes.
Yes, but she still was the person who would get his life insurance payouts even though they were divorced because she still had his kids.
That's tea. And apparently so is the body now because she ran that right to Miami.
Yeah, well, so she ended up with the money and we were like, oh, hopefully she'll do something good for her kids that are really fatherless now, but no, she went straight to the doctor.
Oh my god, she said, I'm gonna find y'all a new daddy, don't you worry.
Like within months of him passing away.
I'm honestly surprised she got paid out that quickly. Like,
I know,
that feels like the most shocking part of this all. I'm like, damn. I mean, to get paid out that quickly and then also book a BBL, like, damn, she works quick. The devil works quick, but she works quicker.
Well, she also then quit her job because she has money now. Okay. And she started pursuing OnlyFans. I'm not joking. I'm so serious.
Okay, so the BBL was a business expense. Got it.
She didn't start doing the OnlyFans until after she had the BBL.
No, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. That was her startup money.
Yeah, right.
She said, we have to renovate before we open to the public. So, oh my God, her kids are still young because this was like within the last year.
Yeah.
What are those? What the fuck?
No, yeah. So those kids, their mom got yassified and their dad passed away.
And their dad did not. Oh my God, your aunt got yassified and he passed a... Okay. That, yeah.
Oh God.
Got it. If you want to get on my jet to hell, I have chartered a private one. Wow, that is some crazy lore. Does the BBL look good?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Like, is it like a tasteful one or like a Kim K one?
I think it was relatively tasteful. Oh. Maybe her budget wasn't too large.
Well, no, because like I think like people assume that like BBL just means like you get a fat ass, but it's like all a BBL is. Okay, for those of you who don't know, because I forget that there are people who don't know what this is, totally justifiably. A BBL is a Brazilian butt lift. And it's basically where they suck the fat out of your body, usually your stomach, the way I've watched so many fucking videos about BBLs. They suck this fat out of your body, usually your stomach, and they put it in your ass. Or like, I guess, like in your legs too, wherever you want. But for a BBL, it's in your ass. And so some people only put a little in, and it just sort of like accentuates. And then there's people like Kim Kardashian, allegedly, I'm not gonna say that she did, but like she definitely did allegedly, where it's like boom and like she still has a flat tummy, you know. That's like a great example of a BBL. Anyways, now that is the end of today's lesson on BBLs. I hope you guys enjoyed today's class. I'm like, wait, why am I sitting here explaining BBLs? But I don't know. If I could teach at least one person, I've done my job.
The people need to know.
Yeah, the people do need to know. Wow, okay. So she got a tasteful little BBL with her ex. Does she seem sad that he's gone?
She'll like post TikToks crying, but she was pretty cheery. She was pretty happy at Thanksgiving, I'm not gonna lie. She also did make a joke about him himself. Like,
okay, so I was gonna say I have an out-of-pocket question, but it seems like it's actually pretty in the pocket. Do we think she knew that this would happen and she did it for the money?
Yes, I think so. I think she is very a self-centered person. And,
well,
I mean, they had been, like, married for, like, 10 years. And then randomly she was like, yeah, I'm not happy anymore. I want to be happier with a fat ass.
Oh, my God. I honestly want to talk to you after I'm done recording because I'm like, I think we have a documentary to pitch to Netflix. Like, immediately.
Yeah, every time that I tell somebody this story, they are just gooped. I like don't understand, like, how could you feel like okay with all of this? Like, especially your kids. Like,
no, like I don't have kids and I probably won't have kids because I know that like the financial support needed and like for what I would want to do is just outrageous, and she's out here just and into her ass. Oh my God.
It's also that she wasn't even like making money off of the OnlyFans. Like, it didn't take off.
Not you fucking scalping your aunt.
She put it on her like public Instagram link. Like, it was in there. Like, my family's the only ones who follow her, and she posted it on there. She's
Oh my god, ew. Okay. So does she do OnlyFans still or no? Is the shop closed?
I'm pretty sure she does.
Good for her. I honestly wanna like ask what her name is so we can go support a small business sex worker.
Oh god. Yeah.
Imagine she just gets an influx of people and she's like, what's going on?
She needs to make the money for her kids, honestly. Like,
no, I'm on your side. I'm like, those kids need to go to college, and by the time they go to college, it'll be like $400,000 a semester. We gotta start saving up now.
My family is not judgmental either. We were like, go get your bag, girl, I guess.
No, she got the bag and then she got her butt.
Yeah.
Damn, wow.
Yeah.
Your family lore goes crazy.
Yeah, I guess so.
The exhale of despair. You're like, it does. Oh my God. Well, thank you so much for sharing this little anecdote. I'm obsessed that this is just like a story from your family.
Yeah. Yeah. And recent too. Like,
and recent.
Fresh on the mind.
Yeah, you're right. Like, this, the incision points are still healing.
Yeah. The fat is still fresh.
The fat. This is so stupid. Oh my God. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was so wonderful chatting with you.
No, thank you. The pleasure was all mine. Oh, God.
Oh, yay. Thank you. Oh, I love you so much. It was so good to chat.
So good. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
And y'all, I mean, this is why I do what I do. Oh, my God. Low-key, though, for real, I do think there's a Netflix doc in there. I mean, like, BBL that killed, like the killer BBL, like, oh my God, you would go in there thinking like someone just got botched, but meanwhile, like, I don't know, just a lot to think about. Anyways, I hate to say it, but we have our final call of the episode. Hey Sarah, welcome to Chris vs. the People. What's your family lore that you're sharing with us?
So I'm gonna be telling the story of how my cousin and my uncle got in a fist fight at a family funeral.
Okay. I mean, whoa. So when was this?
So this was 3 years ago.
Okay. And who was the funeral for? Like, who died? I feel like Teresa Caputo every time I fucking ask that this episode. I'm like, so who died?
Okay. So I'm going to give a little backstory. So my mom has an older sister, younger sister, and then a little brother. And my grandma died in 2021. And this is important to the story.
Okay.
So my grandma had dementia. And in the process of my grandma having dementia, my mom's younger brother started to have a mental decline as well.
And how old was he at this time?
He was like
51.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. I don't know why I like thought he was like 20 in this story. Okay, so he's like an adult. Okay, he's having like early onset.
Yeah, so he's having his own mental problems as well as like grandma's passing. And so when grandma died, he had a mental breakdown at that moment and cut all of the family off like the day she died. The whole family got a group text and it was like a letter saying like F you, and each person got their own personal F you in the letter. And it said, I'm cutting everyone off, and that he wasn't coming to grandma's funeral.
Oh my. So is this like, would you say like a breakdown or an episode that he's having with this text or like?
Yes. And it was his first. We knew he was like always weird,
okay,
but it was his first major one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So grandma dies in 2021. And shortly after, we find out my aunt Linda, my mom's oldest sister, is having cancer again. And this was like her fourth time having cancer. And we shortly after that, like in early 2022, we find out it's terminal. She's slowly passing. And so no one tells him because he's excommunicated. He's like shunned everybody. So we don't tell this uncle. And at this point, no one wants to talk to him because we all have this family friend who's still kept in contact. And we, at this point, like in 2022, find out this uncle keeps trying to end his own life. And he's done it in front of his kids, who at this point were teenagers.
Wait, the what? The uncle that excommunicated himself?
Yes. So we know through friends that he's like trying to end his own life in front of his children. So no one's like, we're staying away, but we know he's not okay.
Well, did you guys keep in contact with, like, what would be, I guess, your cousins?
No. So he made my cousins, like, also not talk to us as well.
Gotcha.
There's more to the story. Like, this uncle is not well.
No, I'm really, that picture is, I fully painted.
Yeah. So he's not well. So fast forward to 2023 in, like, August, my aunt with cancer, she dies. And her husband and her three sons say, no one tell this uncle that she's dead. We do not want to see him at the family, because right before she died, he kept showing up to their house trying to reconnect because he missed her and only her. But he was trying to force his way into their home.
While she was still alive.
While she was still alive. But we knew he had a gun and he was unstable. And so we didn't know what he was trying to actually do.
Oh, my God.
And he was trying to meet her alone at a restaurant. And so no one trusted him in the family.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fair.
So everyone said, no one tell him anything about the funeral. So everyone said, lips are sealed. No one's saying anything. Like, our lips are sealed. No one said anything. Okay.
Okay. Love. I'm so glad that you sang it, because, like, girl, I was about to. And then I was like, Chris, not the time or place. And you did it at my birthday.
Good for you. Happy belated birthday.
No, no. Girl, you didn't get the reference. Anyways, not the point. Carry on.
So my aunt was like, her and her husband were like big figures in the community. They went to a very big church. So like her funeral was big. Like it was like her funeral. I could give you her name later. Like it's posted on YouTube. Like she had a very big funeral. And they did not make that funeral public until after it was done because of my uncle.
Whoa.
Like you had to get an invitation to the funeral. And so no one knew. Someone had to give him the sneaky link because he did not show up at the funeral, but she got buried at a veterans cemetery. And somehow my uncle pops up. And like after they do like the horns and the honors at a veterans funeral, I don't know if you've ever been to one, but they do like these horns and these honors and all these things. And like it happens. And like they say their last prayer and we turn around. And mind you, before all this happens, I tell my husband, which having my husband there is also a thing because he's trans and my family is, my family is a whole thing. And I told my husband, well, before we get there, get your camera ready. Because you don't know with my family, you have one job and that's to have a camera ready.
For evidence or for TikTok?
All of the above.
You're like, you know what? Throw it on TikTok. Hopefully we'll make some money. But we're going to bring it to court.
So the last prayer happens, I turn around and I see my uncle's old black Oldsmobile and I said, oh.
You said a whole new prayer. You said, "Dear Jesus, get your ass here now and get that man away from me."
Yes. So my Aunt Linda, she has three sons. And the oldest one, like, he can put it together. The middle one, he is allegedly straight. He is no more straight than you nor I. And then the youngest one is the wild card. He's got youngest child syndrome. Like, he will show up and he'll show out.
You sound like you literally just described me and my siblings. I'm fucking screaming.
The youngest one just bolts. He just runs. He runs towards my uncle. And when he starts to run, my uncle, his wife, and my two cousins get back in the car. They're like, "Oh no. Oh no."
They're like, "That one bites."
Yeah. And I tap my husband and I say, "You know what to do. Like, record." Me, my nosy butt, I'm going to go watch. Like, I'm from the Bay Area, California. I'm going to go watch.
Oh my God, girl, I wasn't even there and I want to watch. Like, is that on YouTube?
I know, I could have made money. My husband really, he fumbled here.
He really did.
He did. So my cousin, his two older brothers, ran after him. And then my one other cousin, it took them three to grab my one cousin because he was fist fighting my uncle. They're in the veterans cemetery.
I just remembered that fun fact. I'm like, oh, there are fully people like with horns in their hand going, "What the fuck do we do? Do we exit stage left?"
Mind you, they're like old people with horns. Like, these are like veterans doing this.
Oh my.
And they're looking at him, "What is happening?" And he's like, "You didn't respect my mom and her life. Why are you trying to respect her and her death? And you don't respect anyone in this family." And he's like punching my uncle, and my uncle's like, "I just came to pay respects." And my cousin's like, "You couldn't even respect your mother. Why are you going to do this to your sister?" And it was a whole fight. Eventually, they separate my cousin off my uncle and lock him in a car. And one family member is at each door, like bodyguards, keeping my cousin locked in a truck. And then my uncle gets mad and is in his Oldsmobile speeding out of there because one of the veterans is like, "You can't be fighting in here."
They're like, "We might get PTSD, babe."
Oh, I already got it, but that's from childhood. My dad was horrible.
Well, same. That's actually wild. Like, I have never experienced a funeral besides just absolutely bawling my fucking eyes out. This as a fucking piece of lore in your family is crazy.
There's lots of lore in my family. I mean, I could spend hours just telling you things. I eventually want to write a book.
Oh, honey, I think you should. I mean, I might get back into reading. Not that I was ever really in it. But I just, like, I think when, like, I hear stories like this, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, there's no limits to that person. Because, like, a funeral? You're doing it at a funeral?
And the thing is this uncle, since then, has still tried to come back to the family again and tried to make peace, saying that we're all the problem.
Oh, I mean, that's like being a male on Earth 101. I mean, like, truly and honestly. Like, yeah, of course they're going to gaslight you into thinking that it's all of y'all's fault. Have any of you been like, "You should get help"?
Claims he's in therapy. I say that if he's in therapist, that therapist either isn't doing their job or his medication isn't working.
Or he might be getting scammed.
I mean, you never know.
Damn. Well, thank you so much for sharing this little piece of lore with us today. I mean, oh my God.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm sure I'll be calling back with more eventually. I have lots of it.
No, you and everybody else we've heard from today, because wow. Yeah, like, wow. Like, I will just leave it at wow. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Oh, you too. I was excited for your call. I've had a bad migraine all day, and this made my day a little better.
Oh my God, you should have said that at the beginning of the call. I wouldn't have been screaming into the phone this whole time.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm sure I did the screaming. The story is always brings back lovely family memories.
No, I get that. Wow. Well, I mean, enjoy your evening, and I will talk to you soon, it seems.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye. Guys. Oh. Not me saying, oh my God, after this fucking phone call. But like, I really think, like, wow, my family is not like dysfunctional. Well, yeah, dysfunctional. But like, we're not like insane, but it's like we can be so funny. Oh my God. Oh, my family ain't shit in the dysfunction department compared to everything we heard today. I am truly gooped. I am gagged. What's the third one? Gooped, gagged, and gossiped out, because my God, did we hear a lot. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you've got some crazy family lore and you're watching the video episode, be sure to comment it down below so I can read that and have a good chuckle, or maybe not, I guess. Also, if you haven't, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to get tickets to see me this fall bringing Chris vs. the People on the road. I'm very excited for it. And for those of you on Patreon, I will be heading on over to the Chris vs. the People after show right after this. But if you're not a part of the Patreon family, then I will see you next Tuesday. Later.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.